So Monday morning, the time just gone 9 minutes to eight.
Our thought for the day, and today we welcome Martin Spettigieu to the programme. Good morning, Martin.
Hello, good morning, Nick. At around this time, many of us are packing or unpacking our bags as we go or return from holiday. But for Hindus, this month is particularly holy and sacred. On the last day of August, they celebrate Janmashtami, or Lord Krishna's birthday, which is one of India's major festivals. Temples and houses are decorated, and many scenes enacted depicting aspects of Krishna's life, with periods of fasting and eating over the two-day celebration. In the West, Krishna is often regarded as just another Hindu god. But for Hindus, he is, as Jesus is for most of us, that is, an incarnation of God the Supreme Being, or a descent of divinity into human form. In fact, there are a number of similarities in the miraculous early lives of these two great spiritual figures. With Jesus, his mission was to establish the kingdom of heaven on earth, whereas some 3,000 or so years earlier, Krishna came to earth to destroy evil and wickedness and establish Dharma, the religious and moral code of life. As an adult, Krishna was a warrior and philosopher and propounder of the Bhagavad Gita, the Song Celestial, or Song of the Spirit. The Gita is really the Hindus' Bible, a foremost world religious classic where Krishna is the key and central figure. Every chapter refers to or brings forward some aspect of our moral code. But the Gita's main theme is that work is part and parcel of our existence, and in our work, we should always have an eye for the welfare of the world. Misery and suffering can be avoided if we are detached from the fruits or rewards of our work. If we can accept success and failure, or gain and loss, just in the same way, then we can avoid the disappointments and miseries of life. Here's a short poem by Sri Chinmoy. Hinduism has taught me the art of tolerance, silence, poise and peace. Goodbye.